Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Well, Adam Connolly, for you, a big year in AA 2 years ago. Injuries set you back last year, but this season's been a terrific year. Just today named to the All-PCL team. You've had a chance to pitch in the big leagues for the first time and begin to establish yourself up here. How gratifying has this season been for you?
Yeah, I think even going back to the AA season that you mentioned in 2013, I think it was just a result of getting some good experience, facing better competition and everything, and it's kind of been that trend all the way up. Even when last year I was hurt, that was a process that I learned through. You know, that I'd never been on the DL before, just all those kinds of things. So, just all the experiences that I've had and being more familiar with professional baseball and just the game itself and everything is kind of helped me make adjustments. And that's kind of what you're told. You know, when you come up, the higher up you go, the faster you need to be able to make adjustments, and the more consistent you need to be. So that's been the mission ever since.
As time goes on, and now you've gotten a chance to take the ball every 5 days for about the last month or so, I know you don't want to talk about getting comfortable. You never get comfortable at this level, but have you gotten a little bit more settled in, you feel like?
Yeah, I think that at this point now, I would be ready to do anything that they ask me to do, but I feel safe that every fifth day is going to be my day to start. And just knowing that gives you a routine. You know, it gives you consistency off the field, which is much as that as you can have. I think and believe that it'll help me be more consistent on the field. So, as I've said it a bunch before. Whatever role they put me in, you know, is I'll be just as comfortable doing whatever. But knowing what your role is, I think helps in kind of narrowing down the things that you can make adjustments on and the things that you can do throughout the week to prepare to take the ball.
Obviously, the competition here is at a different level, but in general, the difference between pitching in the major leagues and pitching down below, what have you learned to be the biggest differences?
I think that in the big leagues, the small mistakes are magnified. And in the minor leagues, you know, I learned only after getting up to the big leagues, I learned that there were things I was doing in the minor leagues that was working that wasn't going to work up here. So, you know, everyone says that the minor leagues, you know, is preparation for the big leagues. It's to develop your skills and you know, your mental fortitude and your confidence, and it's to do all these things. But what I found for myself was that there was another step to take when you get to the big leagues, because the competition level and the consistency of the players here is just so much greater, that there were things that I was getting away with in the minor leagues that I learned up here won't work. And so, and maybe once or twice it'll work, you know, or maybe here and there if you have good luck or something, it might work. But over the long haul, there was just things that I needed to make, you know, that I needed to make changes on, because I realized that up here you do need to be a little bit more fine. You can't just always, when you fall behind, throw a changeup for a strike and get a guy out, those kinds of things. Like, these hitters are smart, they have good approaches, they've seen a lot of pitches, and unfortunately, I wish it was different, but I'm not throwing anything up there that these guys haven't seen before. You know, these guys have had a lot of at-bats, they've faced, you know, pitchers with great pitches. So for me to go up there, it's just a matter of sticking to my game and getting ahead and sticking to the fundamentals, because things are magnified up here.
What about now? I think you've thrown more innings this year between AAA and the big leagues than in any season in your career. And as you get into September for the first time in your career and hopefully pitch through September, how do you feel physically, and do you do anything to stay fresh and to stay prepared at this point in the year?
Yeah, so I've always been big on working out, on eating a lot of food, trying to be big and strong and everything, because of the way I'm built, being so lean and everything. But this offseason, actually, when my wife was pregnant, all the research and everything we were looking at that we wanted to put into our kid's body got us thinking a lot about what we were putting in our body. So I actually made a big change to my diet this year. I was eating all the same foods, but they were non-GMO type, organic, like locally grown types of foods. Even the water I was drinking, over-the-table medicines and stuff like that, I cut all that stuff out. And what I noticed was that my body started to operate the way that God intended it to, and I was able to get a lot more out of my workouts. I was sleeping better. I was resting better. And then another huge change is the days after my start this year, I don't throw anymore. I don't throw a baseball the day after my start. And, you know, so a lot of players are getting to, you know, these late months, the dog days of a long season and everything. And, you know, if I get 30 starts a year and I take a day off after, you know, if my post start day is a non-throwing day for me and I get 30 starts, well, then I've essentially gotten a month of rest, where a lot of people lack that time. So to be honest with you, between those changes that I've made in my life, I'm at least close to the most innings I've thrown, or maybe it is more. I don't know the exact numbers, but I actually feel as this year that I've gotten stronger and healthier as the year's gone on, whereas in the previous years, I have been getting worn out and it has been tiring for me, and the velocity and the stuff kind of has dissipated at this time of year. But right now, honestly, I feel better than I did in May. And so I'm going to keep learning and keep, you know, trying to be educated about what to put in my body and how to rest and how to take care of myself, and hope to be feeling this way for a long time.
It's interesting stuff. Adam Conley got the win in the road trip opener in Washington. Get the ball again in the finale here in Atlanta on Wednesday. Adam, thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle, back to you.